Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Hina, H-I-N-A, Kahan, K-H-A-N. Hina Kahan was accompanied to the evaluation by Alina, A-L-E-E-H-A, Kahan, to help complete her intake paperwork. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. On 9/21/21, she injured her back while picking up heavy boxes in the pick department. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of the lumbar discs in the lower back area being affected. Period, she did not undergo any surgery. Period, she did have therapy for 6 months and 3 injections. Period, treatment was given by Dr. Kirshner, but he's currently only performing a home physical therapy exercise program. Period. She states she is on light duty, but her back pain increased when she has to lift 25 or more pounds. Period, when she lifts 10 or less pounds, she feels okay. Period. New paragraph. I have been informed that not only has Ms. Kahan alleged permanent injuries to her lower back from this acute event, but also being exposed to COVID-19 from 10/1/21 through 10/28/21, appeared at that time she was operating as an essential worker. Appeared she alleges permanent respiratory, cognitive, and neurologic disabilities and conditions. Period. She apparently was seen by a primary care physician and diagnosed with a lumbar strain. Period. Based upon the report of Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, she requested additional treatment. Dr. Kirshner performed a need for treatment evaluation and then had her undergo an FCE on 1/16/23. She was deemed capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category. For the COVID-19 claim, she underwent treatment with Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, but his records have not been provided. Period. New paragraph. I previously dictated much of the information on this report on October 1 with the number of 1001-007. Period. Physical exam, she was wearing a hijab. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Internal and external rotation of both hips elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation. I'll scratch that. The rest of that section is normal. Spine is cervical. Range of motion was accomplished fully in all spheres, but elicited complaints of tenderness. Period. There was tenderness to palpation of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly. Was able to squat to 50 degrees, complaining of knee pain. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees with tenderness. Period, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period, she was tender at the lumbosacral junction, as well as the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, she did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Actually put heart and lung exams are normal. Impressions. Hina Kahan alleges to have injured her lower back at work while picking a heavy box. Period. She went to her primary care physician and then followed up at Concentra. Period. She received pain management treatment from Dr. Gupta. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 11/30/21. Period. This, as noted previously, identified various levels of disc abnormalities that will be inserted here, if not already included. Period. She saw Dr. Kirshner. Period. She participated in an FCE on 1/16/23. Period. Deemed she performed it with maximum effort and that she could work in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her to have variable but essentially full range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raises and maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at non-acute angles. Period. This response is clinically inconsequential. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. Exam of the heart and lungs was unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. There is no more than 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of multi-level degenerative disc disease of varying degrees, including bulging, comma, extrusion, comma, facet arthropathy, comma, and foraminal narrowing. Period. These correlate with her age, comma, diabetes, comma, and history of tobacco use, all of which are personal risk factors for these disc changes. Period. She has been able to return back to her full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.